With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Did you see that? 472. American 3130, go around, turn left in 250, Clementine 3000.
From liveatc.net, air traffic controllers witnessing last night's mid-air collision at Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C.
Rescue crews have been searching for survivors in the Potomac River after a passenger jet collided with an Army helicopter Wednesday night at Reagan National Airport. Authorities haven't said how many people died, but D.C. Fire and EMS Chief John Donnelly says the crews searching for survivors are facing challenging conditions.
The conditions out there are extremely rough for the responders. It's cold. They're dealing with relatively windy conditions. Wind is hard.
The Federal Aviation Administration says the mid-air crash occurred when a regional jet collided with a military helicopter. Mike Hemp in Washington.
64 people on the American Airlines plane inbound from Wichita, Kansas. Three soldiers on the helicopter on a training mission. Some bodies have reportedly been recovered along with debris and a black box from the plane. Reagan National Airport closed until at least 11 Eastern time this morning. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump's national intel nominee Tulsi Gabbard goes before a Senate panel today at her confirmation hearing. A hearing today for FBI Director nominee Kash Patel as well. And the Senate has confirmed Trump nominee Lee Zeldin.
As head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Zeldin will help to shape rules that align with President Trump's view of the environment and climate issues.
And that's correspondent Bob Agnew reporting. In the Middle East, Hamas has now released eight more of the hostages it had been holding. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 27 points, or the NASDAQ futures 68 points higher. This is SRN News. Abortion is an Oregon value.
That's what Governor Tina Kotek says in a post on social media. The Democrat vows to protect abortion, transgenderism, and illegal immigrants, listing them amongst, quote, Oregon values. The governor is reacting to executive orders from President Trump that seek to curb DEI, the LGBT agenda, and open borders. Republicans are blasting Kotek's pronouncement, saying that she has a warped view of what the state's values really are. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A trial over North Dakota's ban on gender-affirming medical care for kids is underway in Bismarck. Three families and a pediatric endocrinologist alleged in a lawsuit filed in 2023 that the law violates the state's constitution. Then-Governor Doug Burgum signed the ban, which includes an exemption for kids who were receiving so-called gender-affirming care before that new law went into effect in North Dakota. This is SRN News. Speaker Mike Johnson, in a Tuesday interview, floated the possibility of working with Democrats to raise the debt ceiling instead of including it in the GOP's reconciliation package, which Republicans hope to pass in a party-line vote.
Johnson said, when asked if he had decided how to handle the thorny issue, quote, no final decision yet, but part of the decision matrix is that we're looking at the pros and cons of those various angles. Johnson shifted from his initial plan of including the debt hike in the GOP's reconciliation package because Senate Republicans didn't think it would be possible to raise the debt ceiling on a GOP-only vote. President Trump has expressed opposition to giving Democrats an opportunity to leverage wins by relying on their votes in negotiations over the borrowing limit. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Former Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Menendez sentenced to 11 years in prison on his conviction for accepting bribes of gold and cash and acting as an agent of the Egyptian government. More details, SRNNews.com.